You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The William Hill World Darts Championship on In Play Radio.
The defending champion was cruising at 2-0 up on Welsh number one Gerwyn Price, even shrugging his shoulders in celebration on hitting a 170 checkout. But former rugby player Price surged back into it, winning seven straight legs to go into the lead. After 10 consecutive defeats to MVG, Price had his chance, but five missed darts for a 3-2 lead cost him as he went down 4-2 and missed out on his first ever quarter-final at the William Hill World Championship.
Michael, congratulations. That was a very tough game against Gerwyn Price, wasn't it?
Yeah, I made it myself too tough. I shouldn't be in that position, but what can you do? You only can try your hardest, constantly leg after leg. But I know I didn't play 100%, and I need to make sure I'm going to do a little bit better in the next one.
I mean, you started off well, but what happened to allow him to back into
I was too relaxed, maybe. My focus wasn't there 100%. And that can make you feel relaxed, and I think there was a mistake in this game.
Is that maybe with the period off during Christmas? Did you?
Maybe, but I don't believe so, because after the first round, I had 8 days in between, I also played well, so it's easy to give an excuse, but I don't like to give excuses, because you only can blame yourself if you don't perform 100%, and it has to be better next game.
What was sort of going through your head when he sort of missed the double tops?
Lovely, thank you.
And so you
Christmas is not over yet.
So you regained your confidence from that?
Yeah, of course. You need to get your confidence somehow. And that was one of the things, yeah.
And it's Barney in the next round. Big Dutch clash. It's obviously, you spoke to the Dutch journalist now. It's going to be a massive game out there. It's going to be a massive game here as well.
Yeah, of course. It's a big game for everyone. Also for Raymond, for myself. Raymond's always playing well in the world. So you have to perform well. You can't allow any mistakes against him. And I'm really sure I won't.
We'd already seen one Welshman cause a huge shock. Jamie Lewis inspired in beating world number two Peter Wright 4-1.
I mean, 107 average and into the third round for the first time. You must be over the moon.
Yeah, absolutely buzzing. So I knew I'd have to play well tonight, and I wasn't really expecting to win 4-1. I thought if I played like I can, I might have a chance of winning, but obviously over the moon to get through.
So taking out the number two seed, how did you think you could do that before the game?
I obviously believed in myself. You've got to, otherwise there's no point playing. But I knew that it was going to be tough playing the world number two, and I knew I'd have to play like I did, to be fair. I knew I'd have to have a minimum 100 average, otherwise I wouldn't have a chance. But luckily I went out there and did it, and I got the job done. So yeah, chuffed.
What do you put your performance down to? I mean, I know it's been coming, but it sort of just all clicked for you on stage right there.
Yeah, just it's all come down to self-belief. I've not had a great year on the tour. It's probably been the worst year I've had, but it's believing in myself. And I got through the qualifiers, and I thought I wanted to come here and give it my all and show people what I can do, and luckily I've done it.
And we've seen so many seeds drop out of the tournament so far. That must give you confidence where you can feel, you know what, I can go out and beat anyone out there.
Yeah, definitely. But even though the seeds have dropped out, there's still so many good players left in. So, you know, you still got to stay on, you know, focus. And if I can hopefully keep playing like that, then you never know. I might have a good chance.
Did you do something special for this tournament?
Not really, no. Just more getting a bit more confident. Because I know it's always been there, but I've not really believed in myself as much as I should. And that's changed the last few months. I thought, why not? You know you can do it, so...
But you said you had a lesser year, so how can you get confidence out of that then?
I don't really know, to be honest. It's quite strange. But even I've had a bad year, but it's kind of made me stronger in the head. Even, it don't really make sense,
maybe
but...
Maybe it didn't give you pressure then or so? Maybe
yeah.
You felt, okay, let's see what can happen at the World Championships after this year. And...
But I think getting through the qualifiers, I just thought, you know, I've probably got in the... I actually had the last spot, so I thought... Just go out there and show people what you can do, and you know, see how it goes.
You've won £27,000 in the third round. Put that in the context of what you've done this year. That's extraordinary, that money, isn't it? Considering what you've done the last 12 months.
Yeah, buy me some nappies, my baby. Anyway,
oh, when's your baby?
No, I've got a daughter.
How old is she?
She's 15 months.
15 months.
Yeah.
You're doing it for her now, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. So it's been tough this year. I've moved into a new home, had a baby, and. Things are finally clicking back into place again. So
stressful, like moving home, having a baby. It's very stressful.
Well, yeah. But it's all coming back together again now. I'm looking forward to next year. Even if I didn't get through, I went to the qualifiers thinking if I don't get through, I was really looking forward to next year. And obviously just coming to this thinking anything's a bonus. And obviously I'm still going, so hopefully I can keep there.
You've won 72 grand. What have you worked this year? What have you got you in the last 12 months?
I wouldn't have a clue, to be honest. It's not much, but...
Dave will look it up.
It's a huge payday. Yeah. It's a huge payday for you, basically.
Yeah, but it's not so much about the money, though. It's more... You know, it's the World Championship, so, you know, the further you go, the better, you know.
You've really opened up the draw now with Peter Wright being knocked out. So you and James Richardson, what an opportunity for you two, basically. Guys that would never have been expected to be in the third round at this stage.
No, but, you know, James is a good player, so, you know, I think I'm playing tomorrow at 7 o'clock again. Yeah. But I got to play like that again, do you mean? Because I know what James is capable of, and hopefully, you know, I can get through.
If you get to the quarterfinals, what would it mean to put yourself among the top eight players in the world?
Yeah, obviously, I mean, you know, the world, but yeah. I'm just, you know, taking one game at a time and we'll see how it goes. Yeah.
What would you rank as your best win of your life before today?
I don't know, that's quite a tough question.
That sounds a lot better than that.
Probably when I won the World Cup Youth back in the BDO days, yeah.
Yes, BDO. When was that?
2009. So to be a World Youth Champion is, you know, nice as well, do you know what I mean?
Title, I think.
Yeah.
What's your daughter called?
Georgie. With a J, though. Everyone says it with a G.
Do you want them to write your story as well?
If possible. Is it this shape?
You're the last qualifier, you say?
Yeah, well, I actually lost to Brendan Dolan, and then I had to play a third place playoff to get through, and so I was literally the last. Well, I must have been the last minute in there.
Sometimes teams come from nowhere and they win things, and is that a good omen, you think, the last qualifier?
Well, hopefully.
Yeah.
Denmark won a European football championship after being parachuted in as a late replacement for Yugoslavia, it can happen. Do you still live in Cardigan?
No, I moved to Carmarthen now, which is only about 30 miles down the road, but yeah.
I'll have to walk it. Do you have a nickname?
I've changed it to Fireball now.
Fireball.
It's going to make sense next year because I'm going to walk on to Pitbull Fireball, but I wasn't allowed to have it for this round in this tournament, but it'll make more sense next year.
Can you have it for third round? I can't change it.
I don't think so, no.
Sky didn't want to change during the tournament, so the nickname The Rascal is remaining for this tournament.
Yeah.
Are you doing it differently? Because your concentration seemed on it all match. You weren't getting too high, you weren't getting too low.
It's just about staying more focused. I've always... not really concentrated enough, and it's just a bit more staying focused. And I know it's always been there, it's just actually come out tonight, which is good.
Thursday sees the sport's most successful player, Phil Taylor, continue his last ever campaign before retirement. He faces former world youth champ Keegan Brown.
Ladies and gentlemen, will you please welcome the Prince of Style, Mr. Rod Harrington.
Phil the Power Taylor steps onto the World Championship stage next, and he takes on the young man from the Isle of Wight, Keegan Brown. The Taylor really hasn't got to that 100 average yet, but still playing very solid. Takes on a young man who played extremely well in his first round match, not so good in his second. He's going to have to step it up. I've got Taylor winning this one all the way. However, I think Keegan Brown may hit the most 180s in this. First game up this afternoon, Mensah Sulevic takes on the young Belgian, Dimitri Vandenberg. Now, Sulevic, everybody knows what he's like now. Solid player, and if he's given a chance, he will nick legs all over the place because he's so good on doubles. He's taken on the youngster that's had an extremely good World Championship. Plus, before coming into this, he won the Youth World Championship. A young man that's not scared of anybody, but they're friends. Who will win? I've got Mensah to win this one. However, Vandenberg to get at least two sets in this match. Next match up, John Henderson takes on Rob Cross. Now, John Henderson beat Daryl Gurney in the previous round. Got out of the gate quick, stayed in front, didn't make too many mistakes. When he got a shot at a double, he did it. Put the pressure on Gurney right from the start. Now, will he be able to do the same to Rob Cross? I don't think so. Rob Cross's match against Michael Smith was one of the best we've ever seen in the World Championship. It was absolutely brilliant. And if there was any doubt that he's not good enough to win this World Championship, that proved it certainly to me. A great player, big 180s, got plenty of bottle. I've got Rob Cross to win this and the William Hill treble. Win, most 180s and the highest checkout. Gary Anderson takes on Steve West. Now, Gary Anderson, in his first round match, scoring power was absolutely brilliant. Against Paul Lim, he kind of went off the board a little bit. He's up against Steve West. They know each other very well. He's a solid player. But if Gary Anderson is on his scoring game, he will have so many darts of the double that it won't really matter. I've got Gary Anderson winning this. It's a William Hill treble. Win, most 180s, and the highest checkout.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.